So this morning, my talk is on a Bible story that's found in Luke 10, 38, and 41. And I'm sure most of us are familiar with it. And I just felt the desire to talk a little bit about this because we're in a microwave world, aren't we? And it's so busy. Have you felt sometimes that you just were full? But you know, it's all about creating a connection, creating a balance. This is a tale of two sisters. And we can take a message from this and apply it to our own daily lives. So I'm going to read the passages, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and it begins, "Now it came to pass as they went," and this is talking about Jesus, and I'm assuming since he was teaching to them in passages prior to this, that the disciples were all with him. And it says, "Now it came to pass as they went, Jesus entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister named Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about such serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?'" Who has not been there? "Bid her therefore to come help me." And Jesus answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her." You know, there's a story of a Zen master, and he was over this large monastery. And so one day he came to the monks there and he said, Okay, I have a lot of things for you to do today." And they all looked at each other and began to grumble and mumble, and like we find in the Bible when Moses was leading, they were murmuring and murmur. And one of the monks stood up and said, "I have so much to do today that I will have to meditate an extra hour so I can get it all done." So think about that. The monk was going to experience the good part. He was going to connect with that heart region, with that love that is in him, with that energy, that power, that strength. You know, the busier we are, the more important it is for us to take a moment to connect. Time to realize things will work out so much smoother when what? When we bring spirit, soul, and body together working as one. How do we do that? We take some time to connect. It says in here, Mary sat at the master's feet and she heard his word. When we take some time to connect with the word which is of God that is within us. So grumbling, complaining, judging, reacting or worrying, focusing on not having enough time, too busy, too tired, going through the motions, not enjoying anything that you are involved in, is a sign you need to do as the monk did. Take some time in the quiet. I know sometimes I'll say, oh, I'm too busy to sit down right now. But then I think about what I said, and I sit down, if only for a couple minutes, and guess what? I get more done than I would have done if I just tried to barge in and do it without my indwelling spirit coming to the rescue. When I say that, I think of somebody charging through on a white horse. Woo, here I am to save the day. That's Mighty Mouse, isn't it? Well, in us is that is just that great. Woo, where did that come from? You know, if you are expressing any of those things, it's time to do as Jesus Christ beckoned us. Come apart a while. It's time to reconnect, to plug in, to get recharged. You have in you more than enough energy to move through any experience. All it takes is a few deep breaths and a moment or so in quiet contemplation. You know, one thing we don't often think about, we don't often think of that our nature is twofold. I know I didn't until I came into this unity way of studying. I have this physical existence, but I also have in me that greatness. I have that divine connection. I have that, we sometimes say spark, but for me it's a blaze. That fire. You know, fire is cleansing. It can consume all that stuff that you're worried about. Connect with your inner spirit. You know, when I think about this, I think about balance. I think about balance. Here we have Martha, we have Mary, and then we have Martha. The two both are necessary, they're needed. But there's a thing in this universe called balance. I want to give you some thoughts from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. It says, Martha represents the outer activity of the soul, and Mary represents the inner phase, the inner self. In other words, Martha represents the material consciousness, and then we have Mary representing the spiritual consciousness. Martha chooses to show her love by what? Doing, serving, moving constantly. But can you see how that can tip the scale? Mary chooses to show hers by taking time to listen to the words of the Christ, taking time to sit at Jesus' feet. And you know, feet represent understanding. So in that moment, Mary chose spiritual understanding. Both of these are necessary, but we should take heed that in our desire to be about doing, that we don't forget to connect, to commune with our inner spirit, with our indwelling Lord, with the Christ within. Greater value should not be placed on active service as, or the physical part of serving, as on quiet, loving receptivity to the Spirit of truth within us. Now, I'm not saying don't serve. I'm not saying don't help around the church. But what I'm saying is tend to your inner garden. You know, everything needs that nourishment. Everything can come together and work as one. Take moments where you recognize and accept and be open and receptive to that still small voice that is within you always, beckoning you to come listen. You know, we all have a Mary and a Martha in us. All these characters in the Bible, that's why I love reading about these Bible characters. We have all this in us, and we can learn how to go forth in our own daily lives. The Bible characters, they're our journey. From the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, it also says, when we give the Martha precedence, anxiety and irritation can result. Anybody been there? Anxiety and irritation can result. Busy. I forget the intent is to lovingly serve. That's when I know it's time to let Martha prevail. Yes, this is a busy universe, but one of the chief lessons Jesus taught early in his ministry was what? Love, and do not be anxious for what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Seek first what? The kingdom. What's the kingdom? That's that realm of allness where anything you need is there. So how do we maintain a merry heart in this busy Martha world of ours? Don't let the Martha get so busy with the doing that you forget that they are sisters, and sisters for me means connection. That's a connect. Sisters are meant to come together as one. Make sure you take time for what Jesus called the good part. How do you do that? I know, I say it all the time. You probably know too. What's P&M? Right. Now, when I say that, sometimes people will come up to me and they say, well, you know, I can't sit that long. It's not a matter of sitting that long. It's a matter of going into contemplation. You can, how many have gone lately to a park or a street and just looked at the trees and thought, oh, how great thou art? That's a form of meditation. Soaking. What happens to your heart when you do that? Oh, it flutters. Mine flutters and jumps around. Then I think I can do anything. You know, look at these trees. Look how resilient they are. They're coming back. And last week I thought that they were a goner. Mm-hmm. I was showing someone a tree outside my patio door, and I said, "Do you think that's dead?" Well, you know, I looked out today, and it has little sprouts on it. It said, "No, I'm just kind of easing my way into this." Sometimes it takes us a little more time, right? Yes. So take time to nurture your spirit. Take time to let Martha and Mary come together in unison and work together. Yes, we do have things that we need to do, but we also need to nurture our indwelling soul. Our good was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Take time, as they say, to smell the roses. They're blooming. Even when you can't see them, they're blooming. So let's take that time right now. Let's settle in, and let's begin by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So settle into your seats. Take a deep breath. You can close your eyes or focus on some of the light that is here in the room or in your room. And entering this time of meditation, I'm going to read something to you from Myrtle Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, from her book, How to Let God Help You. So breathe in and breathe out and soak in these words. Remember that God is omnipresent, as present as the very life in which you live, move, and have your being. The very substance out of which your body is formed and nourished, the very intelligence which is within you, in every nerve, cell, and structure of the body, God is the very love which draws together and holds in perfect harmony all the elements of your being, if you will only allow it. God is the very light which enables you to understand yourself and others and all of God's creation, so that you may always think truth and the truth of all creation. So breathe in and breathe out and take a moment from the doing, from the busyness, from the Martha aspect in you. Set aside anything that may be trying to clamor for your attention in this moment, right here, right now. Breathe in and breathe out, and as you make the inward journey, step into your inner chamber. where all the peace of the universe resides, where the unconditional love waits for you to step in and be enfolded in its presence and in its power. And take a moment in this quietness. Open your heart as well as your mind. And take in the soft beckonings of spirit. In the quiet, know that you are love, right here, right now. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful for this time apart. We're grateful that in our hearts is both aspects of Mary and Martha. We know that we serve with love, but we also let that love grow within us. We also let that love germinate the flowers within our hearts so that they may blossom and carry us through to our next task. And our hearts are filled with joy this morning. They're filled with joy because we know who we are and what we are. And we go forth from this time of quiet, expressing the Mary and the Martha of our hearts, letting go of any thoughts that might hold us back from enjoying your opulent universe. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. It is so, and so it is. Amen.